With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting. Funding for this program is provided in part by the North American Festival of Wales, a four-day celebration of Welsh music and culture featuring seminars, theater, concerts, and more, August 31st through September 3rd in Rochester, New York. Details online at nafow.org.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. Three national holidays occur in the first half of July: Canada Day to our north, Independence Day in the U.S., and Bastille Day in France. To celebrate, on today's program, we'll listen to brilliant sacred choral and organ music from all three countries, including works by Pierre Villette, Stephen Paulus, Imant Ramich, and others. We'll begin with an iconic American work, Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland. Originally composed for brass, timpani, and percussion in 1942, it's been transcribed for organ and percussion and is performed here by William Trafka at St. Bartholomew's Church in New York. Organist William Trafka was joined by percussionist Chris Nappy in a performance of Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland. They played at New York's St. Bartholomew's Church on Park Avenue. People sometimes mistake the hymn America the Beautiful as our national anthem. Though of course it's not, it does express a strong statement about our country and what we have stood for within the context of a spiritual framework. Cecil Effinger composed a lovely setting of this hymn, arranging Samuel Ward's original tune in his anthem, An American Hymn. The choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh is led by John Walker. American Hymn, a setting of America the Beautiful, as arranged by Cecil Effinger. John Walker played the organ and led the choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. If any church in France can be seen as a national symbol, it must be Notre Dame de Paris, dating from the 12th century. Its rich liturgical and musical tradition has spanned the time from the Middle Ages to the present. We'll hear the Te Deum sung in plain chant in alternation with thrilling organ improvisations commenting on the Te Deum text and music. Jean Revert leads La Matrice de Notre Dame with organist Pierre Cochereau at the Grand Orgue.
Thank you.
Music from the vast space of Notre-Dame de Paris. Jean Revert led La Maîtrise de Notre-Dame in the plain chant Te Deum, and organist Pierre Cochereau provided the improvised versets. French composer Pierre Villette, who lived from 1926 to 1998, was one of the more conservative of French composers of the last century. His music was influenced by the Impressionists of the early part of the century, particularly that of Ravel and Debussy. We'll listen to a motet he composed for treble voices, O Quam Suavis Est, O How Sweet Lord Is Your Spirit. Mark Opstad leads La Maîtrise de Toulouse from the conservatory there. Music of Pierre Villette on With Heart and Voice. O Quam Suavis Est by Pierre Villette was performed by La Maîtrise de Toulouse. Mark Opstad conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The hymn tune we call America is somewhat ironic, as it's also the English national anthem. This irony is not lost in The Fantasy on a National Air by Norman Coke Jeffcott, who began life in England but at age 18 moved to the U.S. to take up posts in several upstate New York churches. In 1932, he was named organist and master of the choristers at St. John the Divine in New York, where he served until 1953. His student and eventual successor there, David Pizarro, adapted this fantasy from Coke Jeffcut's earlier variation and toccata on a national air. We'll hear it performed by Jeremy Filsell at the Washington National Cathedral. Jeremy Filsell played Fantasy on a National Air, adapted from a work by Norman Koch Jeffcott. He played the organ at Washington National Cathedral. The hymn God of Our Fathers was originally written for the centennial 4th of July celebration in 1876. It was later paired with the tune we know, National Hymn, composed by George Warren in 1892 to celebrate the centennial of the adoption of the U.S. Constitution. The Cathedral Choral Society sings, directed by J. Riley Lewis. J. Riley Lewis led the Cathedral Choral Society in the hymn, God of Our Fathers. In commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 tragedy, American composer Stephen Paulus was commissioned to write a large work for the True Concord Voices and Orchestra of Tucson, Arizona. Prayers and Remembrances is a powerful and beautiful work from which we'll listen to the first two movements, They Are All Gone, and a setting of the Prayer of St. Francis, Lord, Make Me an Instrument. Eric Holton leads True Concord Voices and Orchestra.
Thank you.
We heard two movements from Prayers and Remembrances by Stephen Paulus. Eric Holton led True Concord Voices and Orchestra in They Are All Gone and Lord Make Me an Instrument. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Toronto Children's Chorus has long been a cultural figure not only in Toronto, but across Canada and the U.S., having grown to international stature under the leadership of founder and longtime music director Jean Ashworth Bartle. We'll hear them perform a setting of Psalm 150, composed by Benjamin Britten for treble voices.
Thank you.
Jean Ashworth Bartle led the Toronto Children's Chorus in Psalm 150, composed in 1962 by Benjamin Britten. We'll remain in Canada for our next selection, a piece by Imant Ramanj, a composer based in British Columbia but born in Latvia. He emigrated to Canada as a child and later studied at the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto, as well as at the University of Toronto. He's composed a wonderful body of choral music of exceptional beauty. We'll hear his setting of Ave Verum as performed by the choir of St. John's Church, Elora, Ontario. Noel Edison conducts.
Thank you.
Ave Verum by Canadian composer Iman Dramic was sung by the choir of St. John's Church, Elora. Noel Edison directed. One of the giants of 20th century composition in Canada was Gerald Bales. Fellow Canadian composer Rachel Laurent paid homage to Bales in an organ suite based on a motet of Bales' composition. We'll hear the third movement of her petite suite, Toccatina. Brenda Portman performs on the organ of Hyde Park Community United Methodist Church in Cincinnati. Toccatina from Petite Suite on a motet of Gerald Bales was composed by Rachel Laurent and performed by organist Brenda Portman. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate national holidays in Canada, the U.S., and France this month. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.